The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And, you know, I'd like to start off reminding our listeners, we approach the topics from two directions. One is, how do you avoid getting sick? But the other is, if you do get sick, what treatments are available? And those treatments come under two major categories, mainstream medicine and everybody else. And I want to talk a little bit about a patient we had yesterday who underwent the UVLRX treatment. Now, UVLRX is a new version of ultraviolet blood therapy. And what's different about it is that you don't have to take the blood out of the body and then put it back in for this treatment. What we do is we introduce the ultraviolet light in a tiny catheter in the vein. So now we bring the light to the blood. Now, this patient had been waiting for this device because he didn't want to do the other treatment. And he's, you know, got several issues like many people have. And we've talked about, you know, the benefits of ultraviolet light therapy. It kills all types of infections. But it also helps circulation. It can help circulation because it makes it easier for the blood to flow through those tiny blood vessels because it sort of softens the red blood cell so it can squeeze into these tiny blood vessels. And that's what we saw yesterday. Here's a patient who has intermittent claudication. That means after he walks a very short distance, he gets, you know, severe pain in his legs and he can't walk anymore. And the way he would describe it is if he would get on a treadmill, after 3 minutes, he'd have to stop. He just couldn't walk any further. So he had a treatment yesterday. It wasn't just for circulation problems. I think that was a side benefit. And after the treatment, he asked me, can I get on the treadmill? He wanted to see, you know, if it had any effect. And I said, sure. So we got on a treadmill, and he got up to the three-minute mark and no pain. And after walking for 14 minutes, you know, he didn't have pain yet. He says, okay, he was convinced that it clearly did something. So I just want to point out there are a lot of alternative therapies out there that are highly effective. Now, he's not a candidate for surgery because that's what mainstream medicine would recommend for peripheral vascular disease if you have blockages. Wasn't a candidate for that. So they really had nothing for him because it wasn't for lack of trying. He went to a lot of places. So just thought I'd pass that along. I thought that was extraordinary from the standpoint is that you can. It was a good way to measure it right away, and you could see it. And you know, that was after another patient we had that has a lot of serious issues, health issues. And, you know, we see these types of patients when they've been everywhere and they're not getting relief. And I said, try the ultraviolet light. And this one is the UVLRX. And, you know, when she left, she said she had so much more energy. She hadn't felt that way in a long time. And so it's kind of nice to see a therapy that works, and the nicest part of it is it doesn't come with any side effects. So we're going to, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up now. We're going to have a seminar coming up in June 11th. Is that right, Janet?
It's June 11th, Saturday, June 11th, and we're starting at what time, Dr. Slavin?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
10 a.m. And we're going to highlight these therapies. You hear me talk about them, but we're going to show them to you firsthand. And, you know, because they work. You know, this is a therapy, by the way. You know, you ask the doctors, would they ever take a therapy that they recommend? And, you know, most of the time they wouldn't take a therapy that they recommend unless they had the symptom that they were prescribing it for. But here, these therapies that alternative medicine uses are not only good to treat problems, but they're good to prevent problems. And you can't say that about mainstream medicine. They're really very weak on preventing problems. And that leads us into the next topic, is in order to prevent a problem, you have to know what the cause of the problem is. In other words, what are the enemies to our health? And that's a real tricky question to answer, because we're not being told what are enemies to our health. Give you an example. 100,000 deaths and 2 million injuries each year are being caused by legal prescription drugs in the United States. About 1.5 million Americans get cancer each year. So I think we have to understand what our enemy is, because if our enemy is things that cause cancer or death, we should be made aware of it. Now, specifically, they say here, just a few years ago, according to a 10-year study, accidental overdose deaths in New Mexico caused by prescription drugs increased at a higher rate than those caused by illegal drugs. So that's just one point. And by the way, they're talking about some of the narcotics that people take, but they're also including, obviously, some of the other drugs that are not for pain, that are used to treat a whole selection of different problems. So, and in order to put things in perspective, deaths from cancer, as I mentioned, 1.5 million Americans get cancer each year. About half of them die from it. And the thing about cancer is that it is a highly preventable illness. And nobody is passing along that information. So that brings us to the other reminder. There's a breast cancer prevention online conference starting on Sunday. It's going to go from May 15th to the 20th. And the link to it, we posted on naturaldocradio.com so that you can click on that link and sign up, and they'll give you the directions how you can listen in on the conference they're having. Deaths from automobile accidents, 30,000 a year. Deaths from heart disease, 375,000 a year. Deaths from stroke, 140,000 a year. Alzheimer's and dementia, the sixth leading cause of death. And up to at least 5 million Americans are affected by it. Now, here's a number that never gets any attention. Deaths from chemotherapy. More patients are dying from associated symptoms of chemotherapy and radiation than the cancer itself. And we sort of suspected that. You see, a lot of patients, they feel perfectly well until they start chemo, even though they were diagnosed with cancer. And so we have to identify the enemy of our health so that we can protect ourselves against it. the number of people unnecessarily exposed to hospitals. In other words, going to the hospital maybe because of medical errors, or maybe you didn't need to go to the hospital, but you did, about 9 million people a year. Antibiotics improperly prescribed, and that's because they were prescribed for a viral infection, about 20 million prescriptions a year. And here's a statistic that the CDC will never publish, and that's the number of deaths from vaccines and flu shots. Another statistic we're not going to know is the number of deaths from consuming genetically modified foods. So, then, of course, you have the number of deaths from natural plant-based medicines and supplements. That number is zero. So why do I keep making a big deal about all that, all those vitamins and supplements? Because of worried how you spend your money? So.
Apparently that is their concern. They're very upset about people potentially wasting their money on substances that might not necessarily, and this is in the FDA's view, might not necessarily deliver. But I can tell you that the people who have discovered using focused and properly directed natural substances to overcome a particular issue, they're very satisfied with how they've spent their money.
Well, the point is they're spending their money on natural supplements that actually help to keep people healthy, and they're really concerned that they won't need to buy drugs. Janet, I came across another interesting report about antimicrobial soaps. Now, as the name implies, you're using antimicrobial soaps to reduce the risk of infections, but what they're finding is that these soaps are many, and these are, by the way, they include substances that you should avoid, like triclosan and triclocarbon. They may increase the risk of infection, change stomach bacteria, and breed superbugs by causing bacteria to become more resistant to prescription antibiotics, according to an article that was recently published. So, I don't know that you have to use an antibacterial soap to clean your hands or wash your face or anything. Regular soap will do the trick, even in a hospital.
The other thing, Dr. Slavin, is triclosan is found in shampoos. It's found in some toothpaste. So people are exposing themselves to very dangerous chemical contamination when they use these products that do contain triclosan. They need to be, sometimes it's very intimidating to look at the list of ingredients in a shampoo, a conditioner, a toothpaste, and so on. But it is very important to take a look at that list of ingredients because you don't want to be exposing your body to triclosan.
And we'll follow up on this topic after the break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And I want to remind everybody again about that breast cancer prevention seminar. It's important to know the enemies of our health, and that's what that seminar is going to be talking about, how to prevent breast cancer specifically. And to participate, and by that you just means giving you the link so that you can listen in, go to naturaldocradio.com. That's the website. That's our website where I posted the link so that you can sign up for that seminar. It's going to run Sunday through Friday, I believe. Okay. So we were talking about antimicrobial soaps and how they probably no better than regular soap, but perhaps they offer dangers associated with those chemicals that they put in those soaps. You know, right now the FDA has deemed those chemicals like triclosan and the other ones they use as safe. But we don't know the studies that have been done behind that. You know, unfortunately, the FDA never does any studies on their own. They accept the studies from the companies that are selling the product. I'm not sure where else that would be accepted. They did a study in 2014 done by a microbiologist that tested 90 adults, and it discovered that 37 of them had evidence of triclosan in their bodies, and those people also were developing resistant bacteria because of it. So that's the problem. When rats were exposed to triclosan, the researchers found the triclosan made it harder instead of easier for the rats to prevent staph bacteria from invading them. So triclosan appears to make bacteria stickier, enabling them to latch on to the surface of cells. So it has a negative effect. So just use regular soap. If you wash your hands with soap and copious amounts of water, you can do a more than adequate job of getting rid of the bacteria. It's more about washing your hands with soap and water than using chemical antibacterials. It's interesting, however, why these products get okayed by the FDA, and then after the fact, they come back and start investigating them. Well, this may give you a little insight into why that is, that the companies hide the information that they came up with. Anything that would hinder the sale of a product, they may not make available. And you wonder then, how come the FDA doesn't pick up on that? Because the people working at the FDA hope to work for those companies one day. So they have no real incentive to do that. Now, there's a former scientist from Monsanto who worked with the genetically modified areas of that company, revealed how the risk assessment of genetically modified crops is a corrupt process using sham science. In other words, they're not doing genuine research at Monsanto and other biotech companies. What these whistleblowers are saying is that GMOs are not as safe as claimed, and their introduction into the market was accomplished through deceit. You know, it's getting to the point is you don't know who to trust. You can't trust the government because they lie about everything. You know, just this week they lied about it came out that, you know, the deal with Iran was based on a bunch of lies. We all know the deal with Obamacare was based on a bunch of lies. And we're seeing that the safety of genetically modified organisms is based on a bunch of lies. So I'm not sure. Well, so as consumers, how do we prevent ourselves, at least from the lies about things that we have direct control over? And that's to stay with natural substances as much as possible and organic whenever available. So it's, but even worse is that nobody's ever held accountable. So the companies put out these products based on lies to get it passed through the FDA. And at the end of the day, nobody is ever held accountable for doing it. And that's why it keeps going on and on. It never stops. So, Janet, what do you do to protect yourself from these products that might be detrimental to our health?
I tend to go for very, very basic products, not things that have a whole lot of different ingredients. So certainly some of the natural soaps that you're going to find in health food stores, very, very basic components in shampoos. I buy most of the products, skincare products, and I use minimal amounts of skincare products. I buy, home cleansing products in the health food store. Once again, you can see that the number of ingredients is very, very basic, as well as substances that you recognize. So you just have to start reading the labels. That's the important thing. And you may be startled to see that many of those products that you have been buying that you thought were relatively clean products, not necessarily so clean at all. And that when you begin reading the lists of ingredients, you'll see that you want to make some more informed decisions.
All right, here's another example. BT crops, that's another type of genetically modified crop, because what they've done here is they put toxins right into the plant to protect it against insects. And they sold it to the FDA saying that the BT crop was insect specific and safe. But now they're showing that it may actually harm human cells. In other words, once you eat that plant, with that BT toxin in there, so BT crop, or the toxin stands for bacterial toxin, built into the plant, it's going to harm human cells as well. Now, herbicide-resistant genetically modified crops, and that's what, when we talk about GMO-free, those are the crops that are not resistant to the herbicide that they use. They were developed in the 1990s, and they've resulted in the increased use of herbicides, causing more exposure to humans and the environment. And Monsanto, that makes these herbicide-resistant crops, or what's known as Roundup Ready, they said glyphosate was perfectly safe, and regulators agreed. And now the World Health Organization has stated that glyphosate is most likely carcinogenic. And California will become the first state to label it as such. So I wonder how that's going to work. I wonder where they're going to put that label. on which food, or it's just going to be on all the foods, because all the foods that are not organically grown are probably exposed to glyphosate. Another example, Bayer, another company that makes these types of products, they have an herbicide called glufosinate, and now they find it does not degrade when applying to a genetically modified crop and can still be present months later when eaten by humans. In another example of overlooked hazards, for 20 years, safety agencies had the wrong assumption about an important viral sequence in GMOs, and then they tried to cover it up. So the commercial, and here's why they did it. You know, Monsanto would say, we're trying to feed the world, we're trying to grow more food, but that's not really the reason. What they want to do is have control over all the seeds and plant breeding and to drive agriculture in the direction that benefits agribusiness. You know, these seeds that the farmers have to buy each year is because the plants won't produce their own seeds as natural plants do. They've actually created sort of sterile seeds. So you can see that, again, we've been given misinformation over and over again. They also say that seed costs have nearly quadrupled and seed choices greatly narrowed since the introduction of GMOs. So we just have to be aware of these things. In other words, you have to know your enemy in order to protect yourself. A lot of enemies to our health out there. And I don't know that, you know, again, we're always constantly being misled. I had a question yesterday about bone density testing. You know, that's when you lie on a table and they look at the bone density of your wrist and your hip. And then they compare you to a 25-year-old. And I don't need to do a test to tell you what the results of that comparison is going to be. You know, they're going to tell you, well, you have thinner bones than a 25-year-old. Well, that whole test and procedure was originally set up by Merck in order to sell their new product at the time, Fosamax. See, Fosamax will improve bone density, but it doesn't improve bone strength. After all, you would think that's what you really want to do, is improve bone strength so that if you were to fall, you were less likely to break a hip. So time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Sabin with Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be back right after.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike, or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Janet, where are you today?
Today I am in Delray Beach at Greenlands. Greenlands, the store that is always surprising you. You come into Greenlands and you think you might not necessarily be buying. You're just browsing and you always find something that you've been thinking about for a while and you really need to bring home. And the reason you really need to bring it home is because the prices are so fabulously good at Greenlands. So Greenlands is 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, just about 2 miles north of Atlantic Avenue.
Now, it's not just a place to buy vitamins and supplements.
Say that again, Dr. Slater.
I say it's not just a place where you go to buy vitamins and supplements.
Okay, well, one of the things that I was looking at was all kinds of watches. There are cameras. There are Birkenstocks. There are beach chairs. There's luggage. There's all kinds of fabulously good stuff, as well as those salt lamps. Dr. Slavin, do you have a salt lamp in your house?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, dear. Okay. So the salt lamps, these are from Himalayan pink salt, and they are carved into all kinds of wonderful shapes. There's dolphin shapes and bear shapes and globes and hearts, all different kinds of shapes, and with a light inside. So it gives a very, very beautiful pale glow to a room. And what heating the Himalayan salt does is allow negative ions to be moved out into the atmosphere. So what's something that negative ions is going to do for you? It's soothing. It's supportive of feeling content. So Himalayan pink salt lamps carved into very, very lovely different shapes with a soft light bulb, a little light bulb inside. Very, very nice.
I'm just looking it up online as you were speaking. They refer to it as a natural ionic air purifier. It produces negative ions and creates pure air to breathe while helping regulate your body circulation and pH balance, making you feel healthy while improving your mental state of happiness. All right, and they're really not expensive.
No, and they're really, really not expensive when you come to Greenlands.
One of the things that
people can do is you might put a dab of an essential oil on your Himalayan salt lamp if you wanted to achieve a slight difference in scent in a room. Lots of fun things, and they're just so pretty. They have such a very soothing, calming, enjoyable glow. That pale pink is so nice.
Okay. I'm just thinking to myself, what style of furniture would you categorize it as? What style of furniture would you categorize it? What room of the house would it go best in?
And the answer to that question is yes. If you want it in a bathroom, a bedroom. You can, if the glow is too bright in the night for sleeping, you can turn it off while you sleep, but turn it on the rest of the day. I have mine in the family room, and it's just lovely. People have them in every room of their homes, so very, very nice atmosphere created when you have these pink Himalayan salt lamps.
You can actually put a dimmer switch on it, so you can control the amount of light. So, you know, you could use it
right
at night. All right. So, what would you say? You know, everybody that goes to Greenlands isn't going there to see you.
That's true. They may be coming to see the fabulous selection of teas. So I'm standing in front of the Republic of Tea. They have some absolutely wonderful choices. So Republic of Tea has double dark chocolate mate. So roasted yerba mate is going to, it has a little bit of caffeine content. So here's cocoa, organic dark cocoa powder, and then yerba mate, so chocolate tea, delicious. And then jasmine. Jasmine smells so wonderful. So jasmine with white and jasmine white tea, absolutely delicious. So many fun, delicious flavors to choose from, and very, very good prices.
All right. Now, we're going to move along to another headline. And the headline is, eating processed carbohydrates and processed meats are worse for your health than smoking cigarettes. And before, you know, I get into the details of how they came up with that headline, sometimes I think, you know, we say the words processed carbs or processed meats, and people don't know what we're talking about specifically. So how would you describe or list processed carbs or meats to someone?
Okay, so a processed food. So any basic food that you're taking and altering it by adding ingredients. And so you could be altering, let's say, fresh tomatoes by chopping up some cilantro, maybe some sweet onion, maybe a little bit of lemon juice, and you would be making a salsa. However, that's not a negative alteration. It's a very positive one. So you're adding ingredients that are beneficial for the ultimate consumer. You're adding benefits such as lemon juice, very good for alkalizing the body, cilantro, excellent to detoxify, and the fresh tomatoes, all kinds of antioxidant and carotenoid content. So you have added ingredients for the benefit of the consumer. What I would categorize as processed foods that you really don't want to be using on a regular basis would be processed foods that have ingredients that are added for the benefit of the manufacturer. And what do I mean? Well, ingredients such as, let's say, salt that might be added to prepared soups. Why is the salt there? The salt's there because that manufacturer wants to enhance the shelf life of that soup. So the salt is there as a preservative. And when you go on and look at some of the ingredients that you might find in processed foods, I'm thinking of some of the components in addition to sodium that are added to meats that you might find in the deli. And I have tried to find like turkey, let's say, or chicken that can be sliced in the deli, that doesn't have a whole lot of additional preservative ingredients, and I haven't been able to find one. So there are things like polyethylene glycol, for sure, polysorbate 80, and a variety of different components that enhance either the mouthfeel of the product, the shelf life of the product, but maintaining the color of the product. So I try to stay away from things that have a very, very long list of chemical-sounding names. I'm not a biochemist, so I don't necessarily have a very good handle on what are the chemicals in particular and what do they do. I don't necessarily know that, but I do know those polysyllabic names are chemicals that I want to stay away from.
You know, speaking of that, you wouldn't think that they'd add chemicals to fish, or the coloring. I mean, I've seen on smoked salmon packages, you read the small print, they add things to make it look, an orange, a nice orange color. They do that with farm-raised salmon as well. that's why you want to stay, you want to stay as natural as possible. But, Janet, when we're talking about low-carb diets and red meat actually being more dangerous than cigarette smoking, that study was published, and they found that a high glycemic carbohydrate may play a role in promoting cancer. And I think they looked at specifically lung cancer, and they found that individuals who consume a high glycemic load, meaning foods that will readily turn to sugar, and that's like refined flour and processed sugars, they found that they were at greater risk of developing lung cancer. And it wasn't just among smokers. In fact, what was really surprising, that it was non-smokers that were at greater risk. They looked at 2,000 people in the Houston area who had recently been diagnosed with lung cancer, and they found that those whose diets contained the highest amounts of high glycemic foods were 49% more likely than others to be diagnosed with the condition. And here's the surprising part was the risk was even more pronounced in patients who described themselves as never smokers. So I thought that's pretty interesting.
Amazing information, and just pointing up the importance of reading the small print on anything that you're going to consume or anything that you're going to apply topically. So more and more and more we're finding out that it is a scary chemical world out there, and you need to be an informed consumer. And so many people, I don't know if it happens with you, Dr. Slavin, but so many people that I talk to, they say, well, the FDA would not allow that on the market if it were negative. But the truth is there's thousands of chemicals that have been added to our cleaning products, our skincare, and our food products, that those chemicals have not been evaluated by any company to determine if there's any negative impact on the people being exposed to the chemicals.
We're talking about the enemies to our health. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about the enemies to our health. We started off talking about some of the ingredients in antibacterial soap, which probably should be avoided. Those are chemicals that really aren't necessary. Then we got into high glycemic foods and the increased risk of lung cancer associated with those who eat that type of food, and believe it or not, the non-smokers were even more susceptible to getting lung cancer if they ate a high glycemic diet. And then they looked at red meat, and they say that the association with eating meat and cancer has, I think, more to do with eating processed meat, because in the processed meat you have chemicals like sodium nitrite. But it may be more than that, because it may be how you prepare the meat as well. For example, if you're barbecuing the meat, that may be an issue. If you're cooking it at high temperatures, or frying it, or roasting it, or baking it, that also releases other chemicals that may be carcinogenic, like the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. You get that with the barbecuing, or the heterocyclic aromatic amines. So, you know, I'm not here to tell people never to have red meat or never to barbecue. I think, but if you're doing it on a daily basis, you may want to look at alternatives. How do you counsel people?
Well, for sure, I tell people that barbecue would be an occasional choice, not something that you want to be doing every single day, because as you mentioned, Dr. Slavin, those changes to the meats when exposed to high heat are very negative with regard to how our bodies function and how our immune systems are meant to function. So important for people to understand that they want vegetables, 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 vegetables. And I can see the people rolling their eyes and saying, oh, but I don't like them. Okay, well, think about roasting some of the vegetables. What you want to do, I talked about that Himalayan pink salt before. Very fine drizzle of the water that you created by putting some of the Himalayan pink salt in high quality water. And so you drizzle that salt water over the vegetables. Then you drizzle some organic, really, really good olive oil over those vegetables, and you roast them. Absolutely delicious. And you can use a little bit of lemon juice over the top of it, and eat pretty much any different vegetable that you're going to prepare in that way is going to be appealing and delicious. So if you haven't been eating zucchini in a while, if you haven't had yellow squash in a while, cutting those up into cubes and roasting them with that salt water, olive oil, and lemon juice, absolutely delicious. Then using very delicious organic or imported cheeses. And if you just put a little bit of melted cheese over those organic roasted vegetables, you are in for a treat. You might be extremely surprised at how delicious that is, and you're not necessarily missing your pizza or your barbecue.
So, you know, we're coming in, I don't know, down in Florida, I think all year round is the barbecue season. I guess particularly in the summertime, but I guess there are ways to use your barbecue that won't make the preparation as dangerous.
Well, one of the ways that you can get a cedar plank and you can put your fish fillet on that cedar plank. You want to season the plank, the cedar plank, before you use it to prepare your fish. Seasoning it with olive oil and some salt, and then putting your fillet of fish on top of that plank, and then putting that, you can put it on the barbecue and close the top, and your fish has a very distinct and delicious flavor.
One other point, before you season the plank, you want to soak it in water.
True, yes.
If you put the dry wood in the barbecue, you know what's going to happen.
Yes, you don't want to start a flash fire in your barbecue. So, yes, the plank should be soaked.
And
an important point that I left out.
And I've used that method, and it really does work very nicely. You don't overcook the fish. Fish comes out really perfect every time, as long as you pay attention to the time. But it works very well.
Okay, and you use all different types of fish with that cooking. You know, some of the restaurants serve their salmon cooked on a cedar plank, but you can use that for every different approach, every different type of fish.
And you know, they haven't, to my knowledge, equated eating fish with cancer like they have with red meat. So maybe we have to start eating a little bit more fish than red meat. And I don't think they've chicken seems to be a safer choice when it comes to associations with cancer. Would you say that's true?
Very much think that that's true. And unfortunately, the reason that maybe there is an identifiable association between consumption of chicken and cancer has to do with chlorine. The way that chickens are raised in this country is highly unsanitary, and because of those intense, close conditions that the chickens are raised in, possibly also a contributing factor is the type of feed that the chickens are given. The chickens, after they're slaughtered, are put through a chlorine bath, and that chlorine bath is very intense. And I believe that even if we're rinsing or soaking the chicken before we're cooking it and consuming it, then after that chlorine bath, there's a lot of chlorine residue. That chlorine residue has the potential to suppress thyroid function. When you're suppressing your thyroid function, your body temperature is affected. And that lower body temperature makes you much more vulnerable, that overexposure to chlorine is a stress for your liver, and there are many negatives associated with that chlorine overexposure. And I talk to people all the time who have been using chicken almost exclusively. They've decided, okay, well, red meat isn't a good choice for me, and fish, the wild-caught fish is very expensive, and I don't want farm-raised fish. So they kind of land on chicken as the go-to protein source. And if you're eating that chicken night after night after night after night, the chlorine exposure is intense and can have unpleasant and unforeseen negatives occur to your body.
Would that risk of chlorinated chicken be for all types of chicken?
And that's a good question, because I am not certain if the chlorine content is also a problem with organically raised chickens, but I believe that it is the law for this chlorine application after the slaughter. And so that they don't necessarily differentiate between organically raised healthy chickens and chickens that have been raised in unsanitary conditions and are likely to be contaminated with salmonella. So it's that salmonella that the chlorine is meant to eradicate.
All right. And on that note, we've just run out of time. I'd like to thank all our listeners. Don't forget, Natural Doc Radio is here every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.